Welcome to another episode of the SRUC podcast. My name's William Ansell, and I'm the digital manager at SRUC, and today I'm joined by Professor George Gunn. Professor George Gunn is director of the Rural and Veterinary Innovation Centre, also known as RAVIC. He is professor of population medicine and zoonoses, and has helped win over £50 million for SRUC and collaborating institutions. George has led research projects in Scotland and internationally. His range of expertise includes livestock disease control, with an overarching interest in population medicine and the dynamics of infectious inter-herd diseases and zoonoses. He has extensive experience working with industry, and he helped initiate several cattle disease programmes, including HI Health, the Scottish and UK Pig Health and Cattle Health Schemes, and the Cattle Health Certification Standards, also known as CHECS. George is a former director of the EPIC Partnership, which advises the Scottish Government on animal disease outbreaks, and part of the management team for the ECBVD Control and Para-TB Tools projects. And George was part of the DEFRA Surveillance Review. George is Highland born and bred, and still runs a family croft near Inverness in his spare time. Hi, George.
Hello.
George, remind us of how you started at SRUC.
Okay, well, I graduated from Glasgow University Vet School and then was determined. I was caught up a little bit in staying on to do research, but eventually decided I would move to veterinary practice, mixed practice. So I worked in Oxfordshire and then in Dorset, moving into horses and cattle. And then an opportunity came up to work in what was then North of Scotland College of Agriculture in Aberdeen. So I took a job related to outbreak control in Aberdeen, and I've been in SRUC ever since, and that was in 1984.
So George, your experience in zoonoses, and that's diseases that jump from animals to humans, that led you on to the launch of EPIC. And EPIC is a group that now advises the government on animal disease outbreaks. How important is EPIC?
I think EPIC is highly important to government in Scotland and also to the UK government. The Chief Vet UK and the Chief Vet Scotland have both said and put in writing how valuable EPIC has proved in the face of repeated incursions of different diseases. The main one just now will be avian influenza. But they become quite reliant on being able to come for advice to a group of scientists who are under the acronym EPIC, which is Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control. And that, I think, is set a sort of pathway for how government and scientists can be sort of three quarters prepared for the next outbreak by having all the data and information together in one place. So when the question's asked, time isn't wasted doing things that could be prepared already.
This idea for RAVIC, the Rural and Veterinary Innovation Centre, where did that idea and inspiration to build that come from?
I think that's a steady flow of, as you mentioned at the beginning, I was deeply involved in setting up High Health and the Premium Cattle Health Scheme and then CHECS, the Pig Health Schemes, and also involved in the Sheep Health Schemes. So we were working closely with farm businesses, if you view them as a business unit, and estates, and trying to minimise the losses due to endemic infectious disease. That contrasts with EPIC, which deals with infectious disease that are exotic to the UK. So we were really looking at endemic infectious disease there, working with the vet practices. And then there was only a small step to think that actually a lot of the skills that the scientists have within a group such as CEF in Inverness are transferable into helping businesses, computing, communications, statistics, summarizing data, and all things that startup companies are asked to procure to set up their businesses. So involved in that sort of environment through SRUC, it's a small step to think that actually going beyond dealing with research projects and some teaching, there was a whole gap where we could short circuit the loop between business setups and startups in animal health or in bioscience and try and use the transferable skills to help them, and with the aim of moving on to research projects that involve industry, which is what the research councils are particularly keen on promoting. So over the last 10 years, there's been a distinct move by everybody into that direction. And given there also a gap in trying to set up a new build in Inverness on the campus and establish ourselves really once and for all, serving the rural environment within the Highlands and Islands, there was an opportunity there promulgated by Highlands and Islands Enterprise that we could have a bigger impact by pushing forward on the idea of a rural and veterinary innovation centre based in Inverness on the campus, but servicing the whole region, which is a huge proportion of Scotland and a lot of people.
Thanks, George. Now, I believe this work was delivered in a couple of phases. What's the detail around that?
Okay, so William, there was a phase one and a phase two to this project. Now you ask me for more detail. So about 2010, when the campus was envisioned, SRUC decided they would move to the campus and sell off the existing facility at Drummond Hill in Inverness. So we did that, and we moved as a temporary move to a wing of the building that Highlands and Islands Enterprise had on the campus, and always with the plan of having our own build. In the first wave, we did secure our access to European funds to do that, but it was decided that that was a little bit precarious at that time, and so we didn't move forward with using those funds. When Wayne Powell arrived as chief executive, he then approached me saying he'd found these files and he thought actually what we needed was exactly to have a new build on the campus and establish SRUC as players on that new campus, which was clearly going to be the hub for research in the region. So really pushed by Wayne to apply to EDRF, that has moved fairly quickly since about 2018. And obviously, we've had the huge interruptions of COVID, but also Brexit is a big player in this because it escalated costs. So things have been slowed down, but now we're just about the stage for completion. So the, if you like, Wayne and my vision has come to pass. We've got the building, and now we need to focus very hard on how that interacts with rural business across the Highlands and Islands.
It's a unique model because it's uniting scientists and business. What difference do you hope it will make for agriculture and aquaculture?
I think it's probably pretty unique within the UK, and I think a lot of the universities elsewhere would really like to be in this position that we are now in SRUC. I think that primarily the impact on agriculture and estate management will be a promotion further of best practice for disease control in livestock. I think for the fish sector, aquaculture, beyond just looking at bony fish salmon production, I think again we can help evolve and promote the best practice for disease control, which is probably as highly promoted on the news and the media. You know, there are issues to be overcome by the aquaculture sector, and I think SRUC would be pivotally set if we were stationed in Inverness to provide a hub for that, to allow for meetings, to allow for joint projects, which we already have, and to look at collective action to minimise disease impact and optimise welfare.
So will this have a global reach? Will we have world-class labs and facilities here?
Okay, for many years, what was the epidemiology research unit based in Inverness with, say, 25 staff was having a national, Scottish, UK, European impact, and often extending beyond that. I think the momentum should and will be kept up by the new branded CEF, the Centre for Epidemiology and Planetary Health, with an even wider focus. And I think that we were certainly very much poised to deliver a service that would be fairly unique, because within RAVIC, we've a suite of labs now, which the newest recruits see as something they've never seen, such a sophisticated set of labs, particularly dealing with epidemiology, molecular epidemiology tied to infectious disease, microbiology labs, etc. So I think we have a very unique set of labs in one building in Inverness, which sets us apart. And everything is set to continue to have a national UK international impact. So I see no reason why that can't be maintained as long as we can keep attracting top quality staff, which we have now.
And planetary health will also be at the heart of RAVIC. Could you take us through a little bit about how interconnected humans, animals and the environment have become?
I think the simple diseases of the past, where you took a bacteria or virus and had it introduced to a group of livestock animals or pets, were, they have mostly been dealt with, and it became more and more apparent over the last 25 years that we needed to look at the environment as a major part of how disease jumps between animals and how it jumps from animals to humans. And indeed, it can go the other way, although that's rare in the UK. So I think that we're in a situation where it's become well understood now that we need to look at environment. If you like the planetary part of this, we have to look at a holistic view of all diseases. A good example of that is, say, Lyme disease. Another one are VTEX, that's toxic E. coli. So these things are well understood by many people now, and the interplay between, say, a pathogen that's in animals and how it gets from the animals into humans and how it causes disease and, unfortunately, even death is becoming much better understood. New tools have evolved to track that, and that's where the labs come in, so we can start tracking at a molecular level and DNA level of what exactly a pathogen is. When I say a pathogen, an infectious agent, that's bacteria, parasites, viruses, and how they jump into humans and the route they take, and how a way to break that conveyor belt of disease is to interrupt at the environment level.
How important was it for you that RAVIC was established in the Highlands?
I think I, having tried once and found that the appetite didn't exist earlier in the last decade, I had sort of felt that it probably wouldn't be happening. It was Wayne Powell who promoted the idea this could really happen. And I think for me, as someone from the northwest coast of Scotland, all I've observed is a retreat from the hills and a move away from rural communities. So I felt it was really important that SRUC turned and looked again at what they were offering to the rural communities everywhere in Scotland and beyond, but particularly what was happening in the Highlands Islands with depopulation. I think that COVID has created a situation where young people of multiple skills have actually decided to come north and move into rural communities with the advent of being able to operate using advanced IT solutions. And I think that those businesses are coming. There's also the increase in business associated with marine. I don't mean fish, I mean seaweed and shellfish. There's all these things happening. And I think that if with manoeuvring, SRUC can use the generic skills that I've talked about and repurpose them to help new and expanding area and try and sustain the rural communities.
And RAVIC will also form part of the new vet school, which SRUC is launching. Could this help stem the depopulation of young people from the Highlands and help fill vacant posts in large animal veterinary practices in particular?
At the start of this, I've had many discussions with the Highlands and Islands Veterinary Scheme called HIVS and the vets who are involved in that. And I think that what was particularly apparent was they were having trouble recruiting new vets. We've addressed that in part by embracing students in their final years from Glasgow and Edinburgh universities and helping them spend some time with us as well in SRUC. And so that's been already impactful, where young students are graduating and realise the opportunity that exists to work in rural mixed practice. A lot of the problem there is that they don't actually see that as part of their training, and now they have the opportunity to do that, and that's working. I think beyond that, we will offer master's courses. We'll offer opportunities to take training that don't necessarily form a master's degree, but they can do further training in CPD. And I think taking that sort of pathway for the vet practices is probably useful and seems a popular idea and is commenced. I think then Rabbit can particularly help at the further education end of the market initially, so we can work on CPD, further training, fellowships, work with the other vet schools to see if we can really stem the tide of people moving away from veterinary practices. Because without veterinary practices, medical practices and dentists, these rural communities really struggle. And I'm already involved or have been involved for a long time with the medical side of that. So I think it's obvious to me that there are steps can be made, especially with a building and a centre within the region, so that people do not have to travel. And I think it's evident that although people can join meetings remotely using various IT solutions, real benefits occur when people intermingle and have a chance for personal exchange and make progress that way. So I think SIUC are ideally poised now to help with that.
George, you're a crofter yourself. How do you hope the team within RAVIC will help farmers and crofters of the future?
I think what the team in RAVIC have to do is make sure they do not become too isolated from the realities of business on the ground, farm business, croft business, estates. And I think the avenue to do that is really quite clear from within SRUC. We have teams, the vet services team, working on a more day-to-day basis with many of the vet practices and looking at problems they have and processing samples of diseased animals. But I think beyond that, I think something that used to exist long ago within SRUC and we need to re-establish is the link between the researchers and vet services and the SAC consulting. And that is very unique, and the SAC consulting can help with that engagement so that the researchers understand the real problems that crofters, farmers, estates have, say aquaculture, etc., and try and join the dots. Because I think the model that we're using here, as I said earlier, is not unique elsewhere in, say, Scandinavia, North America. They already realize they need to join the dots between business and between researchers to short circuit the potential of, let's say, solutions that are evolving so fast now that most people can't keep up. And I think that link between the business, which would be more unique here, is that business equates with farmers, crofters and estates and aquaculture. And if we can see that and make that link, then we can listen to the end user, the business, see what the requirements are and see how we can optimize production and look at their problems, real problems in their financial circumstances and environment, and then see how we can move forward together on that basis.
Thanks for that, George. What we'll do is we'll put in the show notes links to all the organisations and schemes that George has mentioned in the podcast, and also a link to the major projects page on the SRUC website where you can read more about the RAVIC building and the project at large. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, please do hit that subscribe button. And if you want to learn more about what we're doing at SRUC, please visit the website at sruc.ac.uk. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.